This is Bob Bragg with the Farm News and Views Report for the week of February 24th. As I've gathered information from the Farm News and Views Report over the past couple of weeks, it's apparent to me that those who are setting agricultural policy and determining the validity of contracts made with the agricultural producers are mostly ignorant of how farmers and ranchers produce food and fiber for this nation. The ad hoc Department of Government Efficiency team has wreaked havoc with agricultural producers who avail themselves of funding to improve their communities, farmland, and the environment. Also, thousands of USDA employees at research centers and USDA Farm Service Agency offices, many of whom have provided service in small and rural communities for many years, have been sacked for no reason. Many of them now carry the unfair stigma of being fired, which may prevent them from drawing unemployment compensation and finding work at another federal agency. For some reason, last week, newly installed Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins said that farmers are facing their worst economic straits in nearly a century. But on February 6th, USDA Economic Research Service reported that net farm income is forecast to increase in 2025 after declining in 2023 and 2024 from record high in 2022. The agency estimated net farm income of $180.1 billion for 2025. That's $41 billion higher than in 2024. And net cash farm income is forecast at $193.7 billion for 2025. That's an increase of $34.5 billion relative to 2024. We may never know if Rollins was deflecting attention from cutting USDA staff across agencies and announcing they were not honoring contracts made with farmers and rural organizations. However, last Friday, the agency agreed to honor the contracts that were already made with farmers. Specifically, USDA is releasing approximately $20 million for Environmental Quality Incentive Program, Conservation Stewardship, and Agricultural Conservation Easement Program. But the agency didn't include releasing $1.5 billion in funding for 92 Regional Conservation Partnership Program projects that were approved last year. These projects include multiple partners and agencies that were aimed at scaling up conservation practices in areas such as large watersheds. Last week, the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia ordered federal agencies to release all frozen funds tied to the Federal Inflation Reduction Act. But the Trump administration hasn't provided details about how or when it will release the more than $30 billion in economic and disaster aid passed by Congress in December. Reuters News Service reported that Turkey is beginning to ship about 16.5 tons of eggs to the U.S. over the next 6 months in response to the bird flu virus that has dramatically decreased the supply of eggs in this country. That's sending prices soaring. The USDA is forecasting an additional 20% increase in egg prices this year because it will take months to replace lost flocks. While the Trump administration is gearing up to vaccinate poultry, the National Chicken Council is warning that vaccination in any poultry sector, whether egg layers, turkeys, broilers, or ducks, will jeopardize the entire export market for all U.S. poultry products, because most U.S. trading partners don't recognize countries that vaccinate as free of HPAI due to concerns that the vaccines can mask the presence of the virus. Additional information about the ramifications of the vaccination program is at the Farm News and Views blog post at ksjd.org. Benjamin Franklin wrote, "He that is good for making excuses is seldom good for anything else." Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.